Limp Bizkit. Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Young woman, share your fire with me. My heart is cold, my soul is free. I am a stranger.
Is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Mead here at the helm. Good morning. And we started you off there with Einstein's Neubauten's version of Sand by the sadly deceased Lee Hazelwood, who sadly passed away August 4th, 2007 in Henderson, Nevada, after a three-year struggle with cancer. And over half a century, Lee Hazelwood has given us some of the most ingenious, inspired music that has ever graced the airwaves, and most notable for his collaborations with Nancy Sinatra. And yes, he will be missed. So Anoise took a nice little spin on it, and German industrialist Einstein Neubauten did a tribute to him in 1985 on the U-Gung 12-inch, and that, of course, was Sand. Well, top of the morning to you. We're going to have a whole shitload of fun here, guys. We've got a brand new whack load of vinyl to play for you because I was in Portland last week, and holy moly, if you haven't gone record shopping in that city yet, get down there. We had an absolute riot, dropped way too much money on vinyl, but you can't help yourself because there's just so much stuff to be found out there. Certainly props out to Exile Records on 46th and I can't remember. Anyways, we're going to start off with some stuff that I picked up at that wonderful store. We're going to go all the way back to 1971. Some seriously, seriously rare krautrock. This is Necronomicon.
La da da di da dum, la da da di da dum, da 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 dum.
da draußen ist. Denkt denn nicht jeder von euch, was soll's, uns geht's doch gut. We'll be right back.
one of the most desired and pricey albums in the space rock psychedelic realm. That was Arzachel off of their only release in 1969, Arzachel's self-titled album. Thankfully, re-released, because, baby, I've seen this one on eBay for over $500 US, but thanks to the Big 7 Music Corporation, they have re-released Arzachel's album. That was Metempsychosis. Arzachel, kind of a debated about group, because they were definitely seen as kind of a joke when they first came out, because they were kind of a joke band. As a matter of fact, Arzachel's core members were in another band by the name of Egg. And if there's any prog rock fans out there, I'm sure you know who Egg are. And they had to release it under this name, Arzachel, because they had conflicts with their record label, Decca. Arzachel not really sounding like the progressive rock of Egg. Arzachel there, good stuff. And before that, holy moly, hard to find stuff, Necronomicon. Their only full-length release, Tips Zum Selbstmord, it's called, 1971 krautrock at its finest, featuring one of my favorite names in music, Fistus Dickman on keyboards. There you go. Top of the noon to you. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9. And coming up in the next set, holy geez, I'm really excited. When I opened up mail today, we have the brand new Liars album, and taken a completely, well, what would you expect from the Liars? If you know who the Liars are, you know that you have to expect the unexpected when it comes to these guys. And they maintain to form. They've thrown us yet another curveball. The new one, simply titled Liars, self-titled album, kind of has a little bit more of a structured kind of feel to it. And they recorded it both in Berlin and L.A., but get this, they hired Gareth Jones to produce it. And if any of you know who Gareth Jones are, well, you're either a Depeche Mode or a Erasure fan. So, yeah, they hired Depeche Mode and Erasure's producer to do this. And long are the herky-jerky disco punk of They Threw Us All in a Trench, and no longer do they have the conceptual ideas of Drums Not Dead. This kind of remains all the way back, true to form, true to kind of a New York no-wave kind of song structure. We're going to hear something by the Liars here. This new track is entitled What Would They Know? Yeah.
Thank you.
Something Brand New there by Eric Copeland. Eric Copeland being one third of Black Dice. Any Black Dice fans out there? Sure, there are. New album released probably next week, actually. Yes, the street date is next week. Hermaphrodite is the name of that one. And the track you heard there was Green Burrito. And yeah, he'll be on tour with Black Dice coming up this fall. They'll probably swing by here because I know they really, really enjoyed the Vancouver Weed the last time they were in town. Before that, you heard something from Roma Italia's Ovo. Fantastic stuff. Mia Astenia is the name of the album, and we heard Mammoth there. That's available on Load Records. And speaking of Load Records, you had kind of a Load double shot there. You heard Metalux before that off of a couple years old now, Waiting for Armadillo, that album's called. That was Fast Blood. And then we started you off there with The Liars, who are going to be in town in the fall as well, actually. Brand new album, self-titled record. And again, you never know what to expect from these guys. And it's always, always something interesting. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Luke Meath here, and we're going to move into, well, what I'd like to call some poetry, maybe. First and foremost, we're going to get into some Carcass. I was kind of made fun of at the last barbecue I was at for suggesting that we listen to Carcass while we cook our steaks, but it seemed logical to me, you know, to throw on some dead animal carcass and listen to a band called Carcass who revel in singing about certain things involving carcasses. So I'll give you a little snippet here. You can go to just Google carcasslyrics.com or whatever and check it out. But here we go. Nothing gives me greater pleasure than a bowl full of chyme. Maggot-infested kidneys are what I choose every time. Your blood is caked, dried and inconsistent. Your bloody, bloody rotten gore is now vitrescent. Now that's poetry to me. And yes, now you know the lyrics. Now you can sing along. This is Carcass off of Recaputrefaction with Saucified, Still Rotten to the Gore.
Not this, I'm not the same. There's a large door. Knox socks, box, Knox. Knox in box, fox in socks. Knox on fox in socks in box. Socks on Knox and Knox in box. Fox in socks on box on Knox. Chicks with bricks come, chicks with blocks come. Chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks come.
Look, sir, Mr. Knox, sir. Let's do tricks with bricks and blocks, sir. Let's do tricks with chicks and clocks, sir. First I'll make a quick trick brick stack, then I'll make a quick trick block stack. You can make a quick trick chick stack. You can make a quick trick clock stack. And here's a new trick, Mr. Knox. Socks on chicks and chicks on fox. Fox on clocks on bricks and blocks. Bricks and blocks on knocks on box. Now we come to ticks and tocks, sir. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, sir. Clocks on fox tick, clocks on knocks tock. Sick, sick bricks tick, sick, sick chicks tock.
Please, sir, I don't like this trick, sir. My tongue isn't quick or slick, sir. I get all those ticks and clocks, sir, mixed up with the chicks and tocks, sir. I can't do it, Mr. Fox, sir.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Knox, sir. Here's an easy game to play. Here's an easy thing to say. New socks, two socks. Whose socks? Sue's socks. Who sews whose socks? Who sews Sue's socks? Who sees who sew whose new socks, sir? You see Sue sew Sue's new socks, sir.
That's not easy, Mr. Fox, sir.
Who comes? Crow comes. Slow Joe Crow comes. Who sews Crow's clothes? Sue sews Crow's clothes. Slow Joe Crow sews whose clothes? Sue's clothes. Sue sews socks of fox in socks now. Slow Joe Crow sews Knox in box now. Sue sews rose on Slow Joe Crow's clothes. Fox sews hose on Slow Joe Crow's nose. Hose goes. Rose grows. Nose hose goes some. Crow's rose grows some.
Mr. Fox, I hate this game, sir. This game makes my tongue quite lame, sir.
Mr. Knox, sir, what a shame, sir. We'll find something new to do now. Here is lots of new blue goo now. New goo. Blue goo. Gooey, gooey. Blue goo. New goo. Gluey, gluey. Gooey goo for chewy chewing. That's what that goo goose is doing. Do you choose to chew goo too, sir? If, sir, you, sir, choose to chew, sir, with the goo goose, chew, sir, do, sir.
Mr. Fox, sir, I won't do it. I can't say it. I won't chew it.
Very well, sir. Step this way. We'll find another game to play. Bim comes. Ben comes. Bim brings Ben broom. Ben brings Bim broom. Ben bends Bim's broom. Bim bends Ben's broom. Bim's bends. Ben's bends. Ben's bent broom breaks. Bim's bent broom breaks. Ben's bend. Bim's bend. Big bends. Pig bends. Bim and Ben lead bends with brooms. Ben's band bangs and Bim's band booms.
Pig band, boom band, big band, broom band. My poor mouth can't say that. No, sir. My poor mouth is much too slow, sir.
Well, then bring your mouth this way. I'll find it something it can say. Luke Luck likes lakes. Luke's duck likes lakes. Luke Luck licks lakes. Luke's duck licks lakes. Duck takes licks and lakes. Luke Luck likes. Luke Luck licks takes and lakes. Duck likes.
I can't blab such blibber blubber. My tongue isn't made of rubber.
Mr. Knox, now come now, come now. You don't have to be so dumb now. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, please. Through three cheese trees, three free fleas flew. While these fleas flew, freezy breeze blew. Freezy breeze made these three trees freeze. Freezy trees made these trees cheese freeze. That's what made these three free fleas sneeze.
Stop it, stop it. That's enough, sir. I can't say such silly stuff, sir.
Very well then, Mr. Knox, sir. Let's have a little talk about Tweedle Beetles. What do you know about Tweedle Beetles? Well, when Tweedle Beetles fight, it's called a Tweedle Beetle battle. And when they battle in a puddle, it's a Tweedle Beetle puddle battle. And when Tweedle Beetles battle with paddles in a puddle, they call it a Tweedle Beetle puddle paddle battle. And when beetles battle beetles in a puddle paddle battle, and the beetle battle puddle is a puddle in a bottle, they call this a Tweedle Beetle bottle puddle paddle battle muddle. And they'll fight these battles in a bottle with their paddles, and the bottles on a poodle, and the poodle's eating noodles. They call this a muddle puddle Tweedle poodle beetle noodle bottle paddle battle.
Now wait a minute, Mr. Sox Fox.
Hey, don't put me in that bottle.
But I did. And when a fox is in the bottle with the Tweedle Beetles battle with their paddles in a puddle on a noodle eating poodle, this is what they call a Tweedle Beetle noodle poodle bottle paddle muddle duddle fuddle waddle fox in socks, sir. Fox in socks, our game is done, sir. Thank you for a lot of fun, sir.
Sweet blood of Jesus, it's sweet. A mosquito could and probably would get the sugar blues from biting into the fucker, but I'm immune. 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock. No matter what the hour, there's always another one somewhere. Give us this day. Give up on this day. All that's left is tufts of stuff. Totem of Scrotum in Sioux City, Iowa. The afternoon is shit there. I'd rather stick a fork in my gums.
Dope mirror magic show. Lost in the brain of all grown up. Fiery synapses around dome and globe made her bound in metal. and wounded pregnancy, tested for blessing, to share the wooden collector of soft toys and other lost joys. Kings of the lower hells, mourn our shortage of qualified virgins, and the loss of yet another ice cream season. Little town of a drop, little drop of a rain.
Their javelins and look on.
Hey, man! Four out! It's King Frog!
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, some weird and way-out sounds this week. And right now, we're featuring the progressive groups which are spearheading this revolution in pop.
From Vancouver, let's go to the Retinal Circus, the West Coast home of psychedelic sound, where every weekend you can hear the top groups of the underground.
Meepo's very small.
Don't worry about dying. You were meant not to live.
As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here.
For psychedelic, garage, freak beat, and progressive rock 1965 to today, listen to Stereoscopic Redoubt, Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
And yet another quality show here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we got some uninterrupted jams. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices. 6:30 is Sam Squatch's Hideaway. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis. 10 o'clock, Juice Box. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. This show, however, is called A Noise. And let's go through what you heard in that last set. Well, it was kind of a, well, I call it poetry. We started off there with Carcass off of their first one, Reek of Putrefaction, a death metal classic. And that was Saucified, Still Rotten to the Gore, you heard there. After that, some Marvin Miller reciting Fox and Socks by Dr. Zeus, of course. Any parents out there, that album is a must for your wee one. And then something I picked up in Portland, a weird little split 7-inch writer, Richard Meltzer, with Robert Pollard from Guided by Voices, kind of reading their thoughts over top of The Noise of Smegma and Antler. That 7-inch is called the Tropic of Nipples EP. It's just kind of a small one, a little one-off on Off Records, and you can check that out at www.offrecords.com. We're moving on into some more noise territory. Oh, goody. We're so happy. Sun has come out with their new one. It's only a 2-song EP, but in true Sun form, it is low-end and stomach-churning. Turn up your radios real loud and smoke them if you got them. This is Sun. Their new one is called Oracle. This track is called Oraculum.
Thank you.
And Son, or Son-O, whatever you want to call him, Son, on Southern Lord Records, their own label, spawning off so many great bands, and I'm so glad these guys exist. Their newest one, you just heard there. I can't play the whole thing. Every bloody song's over 20 minutes long, so what can you do? Oracle, the name of the album is, and Son, obviously staying true to their low-end subsonic ritual that they self-call it or whatever. Yeah. Good stuff. Oraculum is the name of that track. Two tracks on the new one. Comes with a bonus disc as well, though. So check that out at www.southernlord.com. We'll bring the mood back up a little bit by listening to this. Listeners, I just forgot. I've got a pair of Pelican tickets to give away. I have two free tickets to the Pelican show next Wednesday, August 15th at Richards on Richards. Pelican, of course, the amazing, amazing math post-rock band, if you will. Give me a shout here at 822-2487. That's UBC-CITR. If you want to go see Pelican for free. Thank you.
Richard's got the brains. The girl's got the sexy legs. They win the game. Muscles ain't strong, brains ain't smart, but oh, those legs that want my heart.
Yes, horribly charred infant and Mr. Anus. When they get together, they make a lovely band known as the Happy Flowers. That was My Frisbee Fell Under a Lawnmower. off of the classic I Crush Bozo album. Before that, some half Japanese for you off of Sing No Evil with Firecracker, Firecracker. And we started you off there with the Thinking Fellers Union Local 282 off of their, I guess, kind of mainstream, considered they got signed to Matador after a zillion little indies. There's their first Matador release, Lovelyville. And that, of course, was their cover of Sugarloaf's Green-Eyed Lady. Well, we're just wrapping it up here. Yet another edition of A Noise, and we end every show with the Nurse with Wound list. And today is no exception. And I was very happy to see this one on here. Mr. Boyd Rice, better known as Non. I'm a big fan of his artistic output, not a big fan of his political beliefs, so please don't lump me in with those kind of people. But however, this is off of his very, very unique and very hard to find debut album, Untitled, and this is Untitled number one. This record can be played at any speed, and it has multiple holes on the actual vinyl, in the original vinyl, so you can actually have it go even more. And hope you enjoy this, Boyd Rice, and until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.